Let me do my duty. If you got a big old booty, say booty, say yeah. The party's about to be. You're in the party. thoughts they fear.
Don't let it strive. 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 Don
now on the air.
This man plays the Metro. I'm at 9 if you were to show. The jam system was awesome. Get with the horse's ass.
Wagon! Spank Wagon!
Hi, I'm live and you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Granted, I'm alone right now. I'm still wondering where my co-host is. I think I heard his vehicle outside, but I have a couple of neighbors with loud cars, so we do not know where Claude Balls is. Claude Balls, I am ballless. I have no balls. And it's not my fault this time. I just have no balls. It's kind of sad, actually, not having any balls. Kind of miss my balls.
You have balls!
I have balls! Right on! Oh, sorry, I think we just killed everybody. How's it going?
Not bad, how are you?
It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You're just here right at the
time for Spank Wagon, that's right, yeah.
How'd you know? How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
That is another nice shirt.
Thank you.
Granted, you have to cover the chest hair. I am highly offended. You have like a uniboob.
I don't know, uniboob.
Yeah, you're so...
Makes me dead sexy.
Like, uniboob.
No, man. I look good, man.
Do you got a date tonight after the show or something?
No, man.
All right.
I didn't wash the shirt.
Oh. So you're covering an aftershave to cover up that new shirt smell.
Musk.
Well, if that's what you call it, I'm sure my cat's either gonna try to, you know, hump you or pass out.
Comes from the glands of dead elk.
Right. All right, folks.
Look it up on the internet.
Okay, I will sometime. I mean, well, Musk is... never mind. I'm going to go into the logistics of that. Hey, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Spank Wagon Radio. Only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Thank you.
That's right.
Airwolf speakers are gone. That's so sad. Well, how are you listening to me, Airwolf? All right. Who turns 21 in a week? Any suggestions?
Who turns 21?
Airwolf.
Airwolf turns 21. Where's Airwolf located at?
He's in Iowa.
Can't I get the hell out of Iowa?
That's a good line. Hey, folks.
But you know what? Knowing you and your friends, it's used once too many times.
Yes, get the hell out of Iowa. Illinois.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. You drove the tractor over the county line, did you?
That's right. Looked like an Carfax commercial. I mean, come on.
But the dog driving into the creek?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what, though? I got to tell you something. I forget the name of this movie. It was Jim Belushi, and he's like, steals some money. I can't remember for the name of me. It was at this point I was watching it that I realized, basically, the only thing urban about Illinois is Cook County. The rest of it looks to be pretty damn...
No. I'm going to say wherever Decatur, whatever county has Decatur and Peoria, those are pretty...
Still looks like fucking Midwest farming.
That's what...
On the outskirts.
You will see that, of course. Hey, folks. Spank Wagon Radio. Hey, got some changes. You'll notice the screen, something different.
I noticed. We have a new program, apparently.
We are using a new program to broadcast just for tonight because I have to register it and I haven't found the crack yet.
That's right. Have you checked your Mac email address? I did, and I am not happy.
Yes, I will actually get to that.
Ooh,
I've got all of that in my news.
How about spankwagon.com/switchback?
With us just doing this, giving a big old bird.
Ow, ow. Give me a $50 discount.
Ooh.
Ow.
For email.
And for updates.
What?
We'll get to that in the show, but apparently, folks, it is true. You're going to have to pay for updates to OS X 10.2, the new Jaguar.
Ah.
That's right.
See? That's just depressing.
Oh, look, Whitey's
Whitey!
In the room.
Hello, Whitey.
Nomad props until you can hear the show.
Neener, neener, neener. Yeah, we're definitely going to go over this because I was very disheartened by what Apple is trying to do. I understand some.
No, I don't. And I have my own reasons for that. And I can give that to you as a PC person as well as a Mac person.
That's good. We'll have to get to that a little later.
Yes.
All right, folks. Let's see. Wow, we've got some users in the room. I don't know why I'm showing up twice. It's just a fucking application.
That's fine.
But let's give Matt props.
Why the fuck do you have Star Wars all over the place?
That's because this is called Jedi Knight 2. It's an IRC program for OSSX. OSSX? Right. OSSX.
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 Orphis screaming.
So, but basically, yeah, I decided I needed to upgrade because everything else went wrong this week.
Does it work better than Trout?
Much.
I hated Trout.
Yeah,
I
much better than Trout. I was depressed this week because of obvious reasons, because my M3.net became a pay service. I'm noticing a trend here in the past month.
Another one, too. You know the 747 swing-on stapler in black cost only a dollar less than the red now?
Really?
Yes.
Stupid motherfuckers.
And the classic one?
Yeah.
That's $2 less. Ooh.
Ooh. Fucking greed.
God damn.
I mean, the greed is good, according to
yeah,
the
Yeah, when I make
movie.
Money, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. You want to get anybody... I mean, they went from a $15 stapler to a $28 stapler?
No, it's $29.90.
Man.
It's $29 for the red, $28 for the black, and $27 for the classic.
That's sick.
And the only difference is the classic is just that it's got the square handle,
uh-huh.
And the Neo
curvy.
One. Yeah, that's it. It just has a different plastic. It's got like a plastic fascia. Okay.
Click on and make it look bigger.
Basically, yeah. It's
that's
just a clip, man.
You see, that's...
It's like badge engineering in Oldsmobile, okay? Oh, new model? Yeah. How do we do that? I don't know. Put a new bumper on the front.
Yeah, let's put a new bumper on the front and the back and give it a paint job that no one else can have. Gold.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or better yet, we're not selling these cars. Let's spend more money on advertising this car to get people to buy a network going out of business than we did research and development for them.
Of course.
Which is a link, actually.
Yes, I saw that in there. And actually,
small rant
we're going to go over that a little later. I decided to try something a little different. Because we normally have the problem going, what's that? I don't remember. It's online. Nyeh. We're also doing the new program there. I have VFTP.net because N3.net decided to bite the big shit ball in Sky and go away for $5, though I can have it back.
Man.
It wasn't mine to begin with. It was something I was doing just to keep people, but you know what?
Like, you know what? It's $5. I'll be perfectly honest with you. It's $5 to keep the N3. And it'd be an additional $10 for a total of $15 if we were to get our own domain. If we were going to go that far.
If we were going to go that far. But, as I say, personally, the jury is still out on it.
Because, right now, we have bills to pay. Next week, I got to check out my part of the share to run Spankwagon.
Yes, because Spankwagon Radio, as of next week, will become
free.
A pay service.
Not for you, people.
Not for you, because we will not charge listeners. That's
right.
Asinine.
That's just, yeah. It is extremely absurd.
However, by next week, I should have the Cafe Press going. So while we're not telling you to buy a shirt, we are not forcing you to buy a shirt. Hell, you could pick and fucking download the images. I'll give them to you. You can make your own shirts.
That's
I don't
right.
care. This will help with the pay. Matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do right the first few weeks that I'm going to run?
Let's design
them?
Our own shirts, man. I got balls.
Dude. Hey, I like that. That's nice.
There you go, man.
I got balls.
Yeah.
Spankwagon.vftp.net.
That's right. We'll do like an Obey Giant thing.
Of course. With us.
Yes.
Facing each other. Well, one of me goatee and my long hair and you and your sideburns.
That's right, man.
That would work. That works so well.
It would totally be cool, right?
Do we take donations? No. We're not going to be a fucking donation. You know what? My name ain't charity. Neither is his.
Nope. Charity begins at home, man.
Charity begins at home, and, well, he's
I'll,
not
I'll
at
take,
home.
I'll take, you know, courtesy blowjobs from women.
He'll take you home, all right.
If you need a massage. You look tense. What's that over there?
Hey,
I don't know.
Roofies.
Have a drink. You know, by the way, a version of Roofies has been approved by the FDA.
What?
Yes. For treating medical illnesses.
What the fuck?
It's some sort of pain reliever.
Interesting.
Of course, it's like that joke, the chick goes to the bar, gets drunk,
Huh.
Has a shot of Jack Daniels, passes out. Other guys go, hey, she passed out. It's taking her back a gang fucker. And they do, Does this three nights in a row. Fourth night comes back, goes, you want another Jack Daniels? The chick goes, no, they make my pussy hurt.
Jesus.
So apparently there's one pain that roofies can't get rid of.
There you go.
That's right.
Hey, folks, if you want to go ahead and chat with the wagon, you can always find us at irc.internet.org /SpankWagon.
Hey.
Where, of course, tonight's channel operator is the Reverend Hammer.
That's right.
Much by race, than or not race as in ethnicity, but race as in, he beat me to start the room up.
Oh, out there, all of a sudden you're just going to yell out, cracker ass cracker.
Cracker ass cracker. That's great. So, yep. He's the channel off today. So, if any complaints, concerns, vent to him. Lord knows I sure did. Yeah.
Like I said, fuck it.
What do you mean you're going to get my domain? Needless to say, I've had
picture Island of Dr. Moreau, man.
Needless to
say. Island of Dr. Moreau with facial hair and got dysentery and lose some weight, man. With a fucking hat on inside of a Ford Tour.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's Reverend Hammer.
Well, that ain't Reverend Hammer. That's 9 Volt.
That's 9 Volt?
That's 9 Volt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong picture.
Yeah, that's 9 Volt. That looks like Colonel Sanders with, crack.
Colonel Sanders. Jesus Christ. What's all the fucking hair here?
I have a cat.
Jesus, that's...
My pussy is shedding.
Yeah, apparently, man.
So, my pussy...
And
my
your cat's going bald, too.
Yeah, my cat's losing his hair, too. But yeah, but everybody likes a bald pussy.
That's right.
The only problem is if my pussy goes bald, who really wants a 14-year-old big black pussy that's bald?
Sure. Well, there's some people, apparently in California, but maybe it's too old by this time.
No, that's true.
Yeah. You know, you know what the worst part about it, bald
sick.
Pussy is?
Sick. What?
You're putting the diaper back on.
Oh.
There we go. Let's just push that further.
Oh, by the way, Reverend Hammer wants an apology that you confused him with 9 Volt.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt your feelings, man?
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Sorry.
Hey, speaking of Reverend Hammer, we have another Joe
Danny. You are better than the retards you work with. There we go. There, does that make you feel better,
nice. Dude? I am not a retard pushing carts. I am a man. No, it's homeless pushing carts. Here, let's run it up to the yellow line. Tang.
Oh, shit. By the way, Reverend Hammer, we're going to call you at work, man, get on the job report. We were thinking about that, but we can't figure out which Walmart you work at. I was talking about that, man. We could have them page you on the job. That'd be funny as hell.
Reverend Hammer, please pick up line 3. Reverend Hammer, please pick up line 3.
That's right, man.
Amen. Mike Hunt! Has anybody seen Mike Hunt?
Good God, man. This is a new program.
Man,
that gets loud, and that delay is not very long.
That's not delay. I'm doing live.
You're doing live?
I'm doing live. I'm not. I don't have another. I don't want to kill my bandwidth, because as you can see, I'm on a different modem. I made an attempt to...
I'm looking at the send-receive lights on this cable modem.
Right, left, right.
No, just look at it. Ding, 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 ding. No,
no.
Ding, 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 ding. That's what it's looking like right now, man.
That's pretty accurate, actually. Yes, Whitey goes Doxis. Yes, her audio is very loud. Is it loud just to you, Air Puppy? Because Reverend Hammer says it's fine. Stop it. Stop what? What the fuck? Okay, Rev... We
what
need
the
fear
hell,
of God into Airwolf.
Wait, what in the hell just happened? Did we walk into like a Jerry Springer chat room where everybody's pissed off at each other? Yeah, instead of throwing chairs, it'll be DOS attacks.
God.
Whitey chuckles as Airwolf gets knocked out as a brick and the pillow falls out.
And the pillow falls out. Yikes.
Damn.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe Airwolf should turn down the volume, because I'm sure listening to that ghetto rap that you were bitching about on the chat board.
He listens to ghetto rap?
I don't know what he listens to. Well, he was talking about Rock 108, one of the radio stations back home.
Yeah.
Last I remember, now this is something I remember from back home, was Rock 108 sucked. They didn't play a really good mix of old and new.
Was it kind of like 103.5 The Edge out here?
Yes.
Before they went under?
I don't even know The Edge. I'm sure it was. But it seemed like
a
little bit of old, a little bit of new, heavy rotation of all of it. You know, Stairway to Heaven was on at least 3 times a week. You know, because they always seem to have to take that bathroom break. But
yeah. Basically, like out here in Vegas right here, mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, there's three people on morning radio that are just, you know, they've got it locked down.
Mm-hmm.
Stern, because basically Stern, wherever he goes, you know, we have 92.3.
Mm-hmm.
And now, really, really kind of coming up right now is like the 80s station.
I like that 80s station.
Yeah.
You know, that 80s station's very fun to listen to.
103 The Edge, with the radio station here, played alternative and 80s, new wave.
Really?
But they did it when they sucked, man. I mean, who wants to hear Flock of Seagulls and Toad the Wet Sprocket?
And I ran.
Walk on
I
the
ran
stone.
All night away.
Yeah, and it was just horrible.
I got some songs that I got just for you. I've got me some MP3s.
MP3s?
That's right.
MP3s.
The Linus Monster. What do you want me to say? I need about 3 MP3s. Radio stations here must own about 3 or 4 CDs for each station. Yes, and
yeah,
now with the RIAA, they only own 2 because the rest were downloaded, of course.
Fuck, man. That's the problem I got.
See, this is the thing. First, we have the broadcast that needs to charge. Then we have Mac, so I'm losing my email address. No really big deal. Mm-hmm. I could just make a new one. Mm-hmm. So, go to work and
yes,
make a new one, plunk down a new one. N3.net starts charging.
Yeah, for no reason.
For no reason. No.
What do they have to gain by that? And people at that time are like, fuck you, I can get a domain.
And that's just it. It's you know.
You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to rely on people that like have set that up for a business purpose or something.
Yes.
Or for something, you know, really ultra important. Not saying that we are not important, but we're mobile.
So yes.
We can easily just change like
and
that.
And every little obstacle, and I said this when I you know, kind of went off on Reverend Hammer much unnecessarily.
Yeah.
But as I said, every single fucking challenge we've had thrown at us, we fixed it without money. The only one we can't really truly fix without money is broadcast. The VFTP.net, that's fucking free.
Well, no, there's, a way we can do it. It would actually cost money.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, just we'll load up on some shit and we'll like head down, set up a server in TJ. Whitey's ready to go, man. Whitey says he's got the connections.
Why does that not surprise me?
Why does
Cracker Ass Cracker have the connections?
He says he's got the Mexican connections.
Damn.
We can go set up a server down in TJ. We'll be ready to go, man.
Uh-huh, that's an idea.
Spank Wagon the Hadidio.
Hey! You want to hear something funny?
Wallaboo.
Want to see something really cool?
What's that?
One of the stupid options on this is called Reverb.
What is Reverb?
Reverb. Okay, well, I'm going to give you the monitoring station, because we're playing around with this shit today, folks. This is a fun show, because we're back weekly. All of a sudden...
Reverb? Okay, hello. We're in a cascading, empty room. This is horrible, isn't it? It's like a homes and parks waters, you know, like self helping you but homeless. Yes, exactly. Hey, buddy, in case you guys don't know, my friends, buddy, you're in a room full of CBers. Just so you know, every single one of them are CBers. So keep that in mind and stay away if you do the CB thing, except for Claudia.
I'm gonna say, Freedom, where's your 20?
A4, delete. Only the guys back home will understand that one.
Gone, but. Man.
Rigel.
That's all you hear. But
good buddy.
What do you hear?
You told me people get pissed if you call them good buddy over the
TV. God, they get little. They get intense. Hey, how's it going, good buddy? Oh, shut up. What? Fuck you. Or A4. It used to be 10-4, you know, and then there's this group that would start breaking up. A4. And then there's this one guy, Black Eagle? Nah, I don't fucking remember. But he goes,
A4.
And then his little mic would unkey. We're like, what the hell? Okay, he doesn't need a K-beep. You know, we know when he unkeys because the lights turn back on in the town. He's running so much power. I kid you not, he would sit there. He got hit by lightning one night. His antenna. He ghettoed his antenna, ran it up an oak tree, all the way to the top of an oak tree. We're talking old oak tree. So that thing was
up there.
I mean, up there. Okay, we're talking like stratosphere up there. Gets hit by lightning. They are finding pieces of antenna blocks away. I mean, we were riding our bikes, and my buddy Ragman looks down, and he goes, what the hell? And he picks up, that's part of his antenna. We were 5 blocks in what was called the pits.
In the pits.
The pits. The pits were this little area that used to be a part of town called Riverdale that got flooded out completely.
Uh-huh.
You, if you would ride and dig once in a while, you would find like an old buckle shoe. You know,
yikes!
It was a flooded out part of town.
Sounds like you're finding like leprechaun courses.
Hey, what's that? It's only 2 feet tall. Hopefully, you guys can hear my audio now because I had some music in the background, but I'm not used to the balance yet because the mic game we don't monkey with it. It monkeys with it. Matter of fact, I can even hit a little switch, add input, and we stop the song and we go straight to. It's pure live raw voice.
But are they hearing music in the background?
They are now hearing the music in the background, I'm assuming. So we're growing, we're learning, because we are Spankwagon and we overcome all.
That's right.
Anyhow. Like shitty days, so I apologize about me having such a shitty day. You seemed slightly concerned in your mock sort of way.
Yeah, you know.
I was impressed. You sort of mocked concern for a good part of the day.
Yeah, it was great, man.
It was very, very
my great. Job, I'm fed up with my job, that's all.
You are?
I'm burned out, man. My average length for this position is 6 months. I've been doing this for 3 years. Mm. Burned out, man. The engine has just, you know, I've blown.
You don't take a vacation unless you have to. Go take a vacation.
I'm trying to, man, but it's like you got to talk to ops, and you know, we're doing interviews for stuff, and I have people off the floor, and I have to go on medical leave, so it's not a possibility right now. I'm like, okay.
Mental duress. That's a medical, anyhow.
You know, I'm gonna go fucking crazy. Let me go.
Shit. All right. Let's see. What else do we got? We covered the site. We covered me being bitchy. We covered your chest and mono boob.
I don't have man boobs, man.
You have bad tits.
No, I don't, man.
Let me quote a movie. I don't watch... Jesus, good... Yeah, okay. You had to jumpstart that shit.
He's like, I had to jump
through that pec flex, and I'm sitting there going, it's like Jell-O.
No, it's not, man. Yeah, okay. Chicks will dig that.
Hold on.
I just got to go.
You're right. It's not Jell-O. It's gelatin. California gelatin.
I kissed my ass.
Yeah, I'm not into fat foods. Can't All right. It. Does it have skin? I hope it has skin. So,
no,
Airwolf. Airwolf
skin is gone.
Well, it's, you're not Jewish. Anyhow. Airwolf says, Trench, give me suggestions for my birthday. Well, considering I live in Vegas, I'd say hookers, but that's just not going to help you.
I don't think they have a lot of prostitution in Iowa.
Yeah.
Seeing as how you people crack down on it and all. You have such an efficient police station.
Oh, let's not start.
It's great, man. If I lived in Waterloo, Iowa, I would feel real safe looking at the picture of your police chief that I saw online.
You know, I don't... You do so much fun. Okay, folks, you don't understand. We'll be at work, and I'll walk over to his cubicle land, and up on this thing, I'll see something about Iowa, and I'm going, why is he so interested in Iowa? And then he goes, do you know him? No, I don't know him. You sure he lives in Iowa? Shut up! Which, by the way, you know...
It's like that old joke, man.
Hmm.
If you ever get a chance to see this guy, I haven't seen this dude for like 5-6 years. He's a comedian. He's from Tennessee. He's a fucking Chinaman.
From Tennessee.
Yes, and he has a total southern drawl like that, man. He's a Chinaman with a fucking mullet. That's the funny part. And he does stand-up comedy. And he was talking about that, like, hey, there's some Chinese people down the road, you know them? The guy's like, no, man, but there's some fat people over there, you know them? And he's talking about that, and he's like, you know, I come out here in California, this is true, you know, driving around the corner, turn my turn signal on, and he's like, what's that clicking noise? if you notice, check it out. Every time you see cars here from California plates, then a little signal.
You know what? You know who's really bad for that? I have to laugh. Ray Ray.
Why does it not surprise me?
I was following
you,
Ray Ray.
You were going to say that. You said, no, who's really bad? And it's like, you know what? It has to be fucking Ray Ray.
It's going
to
be Ray Ray. I'll laugh at him. He won't buckle up.
Fuck.
And he has this little buckle light that always stays flashing in his car. Whenever it's turned on and he's not buckled up.
It would be funny if one day he became epileptic.
You know what? Speaking of Ray Ray, though, we're going to do this for one of our shows. Hmm. We're going to have him bring his congas over.
Cool.
He's going to do our music for a
whole
show.
Him and Tommy Boy.
I don't know about Tommy Boy. I think Tommy Boy is being a shit.
I don't give a fuck. If I ever get like in a corporation, Tommy Boy's getting hired. He's a yes man. Dude will agree to anything. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. We should do that, yeah. Like, hey, you know what, man? Well, you know, we should get you to eat, like, you know, fucking, you know, artichokes out of a monkey ass. Be like, definitely, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah.
He'll agree to whatever it is, man.
Alrighty, folks. Let's see. You know what I'm going to do? We're going to cut to a little break a little early because I got
Elvis thing all about.
Dude, oh, by the way, can we talk about Elvis for a second? Because he'll be coming up in the audio here.
Well, you know, we're so busy.
But I want to talk about your and mine personal source of amusement.
What?
Oh, that... Oh!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have gone down to Fremont Street.
Fremont Street being the downtown tourist section. We'll go to the Fremont Street Experience.
We have been to the Fremont Street Experience between the hours of 11:30 up to 2:30 in the morning. I think one time even 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock in the morning.
We have been there at, like, about what? Like, between about 4 and 5 in the afternoon?
4 and 5. I was just there today at about 4-ish, 5-ish again.
Was he there?
Yes. There is an old man.
Apparently he doesn't sleep.
Apparently. He stands about... I would say 5 foot even.
I'd say that's about right.
5 foot even. Has a horrible, horrible, nasty, ratty, made in the 60s.
Wig.
With sideburns.
Yeah.
Dressed in an Elvis jumpsuit.
That's black with gold trim.
Gold trim and red. Black, red, gold trim.
Mm-hmm.
Or black.
He's always smoking a cigarette.
Has a cigarette with him. If he's not smoking, he's lighting.
Mm-hmm.
He has a scarf instead of the cloak. And he's always down there. Yeah, well I associate Elvis more with cloaks.
No, he had scarves.
Okay.
He sometimes had clothes, but mostly he'd always have a scarf so he could pat it with sweat and toss it to chicks in the audience.
There you go.
Yeah.
And they all scream because he's LeCurn. But anyhow.
This guy is... it's the living dead of Fremont.
It's the living dead of Fremont.
Because he wears these big, thick Elvis sunglasses. That have, I mean, they're not fitted. They're like limo tint.
Limo tint? No, they're not even limo tint. No, he wears his own prescription glasses.
You could swear. You could swear that homeboy just took some fucking Krylon to the back of him.
It solves every problem. But yeah,
this dude, he walks around. You saw him today.
I saw him today. And he was actually smiling and doing a little Elvis thing because someone had a camcorder on him.
No wonder.
Now that you know, this tourist only had the camcorder on him just because of the the novelty of seeing Elvis.
God, I can't believe it.
Old man in an Elvis.
You really want to see a really bad Elvis impersonator?
Do you have a camera in you?
Fitzgerald's. No, I don't.
Oh, we should go down and get a photo with him tonight. For the wagon.
Why?
For the wagon.
Yeah, but we go down there so often, man. You really want this guy like trying to hang out with us each time we go?
He won't recognize us. You think he'll actually remember our faces?
Yes, I do.
I don't. And if he does, we could just be rude to him after which. I don't put it past you. You can be rude to anybody, and you know I can, too.
Yeah, I know, man, but, you know, just no, I don't want to fuck with Elvis, man. For all you know, that dude could be a bad motherfucker. He could be like, you know...
Do we let us know faux karate?
That's Elvis knew.
Judo chop.
I heard, buddy.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to lay down some move ass.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And that were kung fu fighting.
I was thinking more actually more along the lines of the fucker could have some mace or a gun.
Reverend Hammer, do it for the wagon! I tell you what, we got to get him in a cheerleader outfit and take a photo. No, never mind.
Reverend Hammer?
No.
Airwolf or who?
Never mind. You know what? That was just a bad visual I got in my head. I'm wiping it out right now.
Yeah.
No.
I had a bad omen about tonight's show, you know. What? I saw Satan in my stool. It was an evil face, man. It was like floating around, you know, staring back at me from the Leviathan of my toilet bowl.
Oh my God, that's sick.
That's great. I could get those Bible terms in there, too.
I know, Taekwondo, Karate, and 31 other dangerous words.
Bum.
I like that. All right, folks, we're going to take a first break. We're going to play some songs that all of them are just for you.
Yeah.
All of them are just for you. We'll be back in a little bit. Spankwagon. WFTP.net. Spankwagon Radio. Got it. See, it's hard to say.
It is.
We'll get there.
It doesn't quite roll the same. That's why we should go to IP addresses.
You're listening to 127.0.0.1
No. I got an even better one for you than that. What we do is, because we never know when our IP addresses are going to change, let's just do it like when you call time, and it's got the pre-recorded numbers. You are listening to Spankwagon at 127.0.0.0.023. Like that. That'd be great.
Click. All right. We'll be back, folks. Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon. We'll be right back.
Oops.
A little more brand, a little less more. computer.
Run, I am humanoid.
Rumpel foreskin,
man.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Incredible heat-seeking moisture missile.
Purple helmeted warrior.
Of love.
Woo, of love.
Whoa. That was a little...
I know, that's why I did...
Woo!
That was... Thriller. Yeah. Next on the Christopher Lowell Holmes Show.
Man, my ass's hole is puckering.
Dude, it's puckering for excitement.
Oh, never mind.
No, man.
We're not even going to go there.
There's a sign that says one way, and it points out.
That's
no
good.
No traffic tickets, straight-ass death penalty.
Granted, the fact that you have a sign on your ass should scare most people.
Yeah, it's tattooed right there.
It's tattooed. You had someone... See, that means you had, hopefully... Probably is a man, but you had a man tattoo your ass.
Nah, chick's tattoo, man.
Chick's tattoo? Well, yeah, but you know what they look like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, who knew another tie-in in that movie? Yeah, that was going to actually be a link this week.
Oh?
Pictures of a colonoscopy.
Next week.
Wow.
Yeah, are you going to do links weekly? Or because I noticed you sent me another link list.
I sent you shit early, so I got out of the way.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, folks, we do have links, in case you haven't checked that out.
Gaping, gawing.
Gaping.
Asshole. Damn. And I had some guy on the phone going, oh, I got to go in for colonoscopy tomorrow. And I'm just thinking, like, damn, man. Eek.
Hey, do you want to cover some news?
Sure, why not?
Let's start off with some light stuff.
Spankwagon news.
Thank you. Thank you.
God damn it, I am like going slow. Give me a chance. I was toning down the volume. I was fading out.
Fading out, so I am. Last week I made a mention of the Ted Williams deal. The fact that the son wants to freeze so people can buy daddy's DNA, and the daughter says no, burn him. Well, the smoking gun. Not the greatest website for referencing, but basically they put up a copy of Ted Williams' will. And in there you'll see where it says, even though he's being frozen, he wanted to be cremated, but then they sort of changed it according to something in 96. So
hey, I know, let's compromise. Let's freeze his ashes.
Still his DNA. Granted, it's changed forms chemically, but... Ultimately, it's still Ted Williams.
That's right.
But anyhow, I thought that was interesting. So, yeah, they actually have a copy. So if you ever look up, and I'm not going to provide the fucking link because I'm sure it's something stupid like smokinggun.com, but it's The Smoking Gun. Why are you molesting my trash can?
I'm not molesting. I'm just looking inside, man.
You're seeing what I throw away.
Yeah.
My trash, your treasure. Want to hear something funny? Want to know how to fucking piss off a court?
How's that?
Don't show up.
Really?
Orbitz, you know those people that give you the tickets and all that good stuff?
Yeah, the one your wife had the lovely experience with.
Uh-huh, that they wouldn't give the refund until she begged, kicked, creamed, screamed, and squealed.
My husband will come down there and fucking come on you. Gave me my money back.
Refund. Keep the money. Keep the money. I need to smoke. No. They didn't show. They were basically supposed to show up a congressional hearing based upon the fact that people think that they're taking advantage of the market unfairly.
Yeah.
They didn't show. Nice. Ooh. Showing up to a congressional, not showing up to a congressional hearing. Also, AOL, the next big company, is accused of irregular revenue reporting.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what's very interesting?
Hmm.
Time Warner is dissolving the merger.
Yeah, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart for doing that. Puts too much focus and emphasis on them.
Yeah, well, you know what? I saw the Robin Williams special.
Yeah.
He's a geek.
Yes, he is.
One of the stoner dudes that used to work with us at our job right there has talked to him on the phone when he's called in.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a computer geek. And one of his, he did an AOL joke, hope you got, you got mail. Hope you don't have stock. The AOL stock is like $13 a share now. Down from 60.
I remember.
This time last year.
Hold on. Last year? No, it was about a year and a half ago. I can still remember. God, it's been a little while longer than that. Apple was $100 a share.
What are they now?
16, if that. 8, I think, is more realistic, especially after last night, yesterday's announcements. Wow, I guess that the crowd was wild, the crowd was mild. But we'll get to that here in a little bit. Yeah, this is the Macworld Expo or whatever. Hey, want to hear something good?
What's that?
More shit. I love this stuff. I love the internet.
By the way, don't forget, we have to talk about that congressman from Ohio.
Which one? What?
That guy. Okay. He Senate subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
He was found guilty. He was convicted of racketeering, taking bribes, and just fucking overall corruption. They said, so you're going to go to jail? He goes, I'm not going to go to jail. I'm going to fight him. And this is what he says. Okay, he goes, I'm going to take with me a file, a knife, a hacksaw, and some explosives. I'm going to blow my way out of jail. Then when I get out, I'm gonna get myself a big sword. I'm going to raise it like Maximus Gladiator. And I'm going to go, and everybody that's voted to get me in jail, I'm going to stab them in the crotch with my sword. This was a senator. If you go to, like, CNN.com right now, you will see the quote.
You know what?
It's on CNN.
Some days, I think Tit has the best answer. Move to Germany.
Fuck, yeah.
Fuck, weirdos. By the way, our favorite mayor was in a car accident this week.
And I have some interesting information on that, too.
Okay.
Spankwagon was on the scene.
You were on the scene?
No, Tit was.
Ooh.
Apparently, this is what happened. First they said there was a blowout in the car, and then they said he hit some oil. Tit said that somebody got over in front of the mayor, was no danger of hitting the mayor's Mercedes, but came pretty closer than, in an uncomfortable range.
Uh-huh.
The mayor's wife, who was driving, panicked and slammed her brakes. And she spun out of control.
Okay.
Tit saw the entire thing on US 95 last Sunday morning.
Interesting. We might have to get that recorded for the next week. Next week's show, just to get the full true eyewitness account.
That's right.
Like only Tit could tell?
And he took out a giant chunk of K-rail concrete.
Did
he? The divider in the center. Tit said it was just massive.
The dude drives a Mercedes. You know, it was a Mercedes. And those Mercedes are lots of steel. Lots of steel.
Yes, and that's another thing Goodman has decided to take on.
Hmm.
Goodman's not optimistic about Yucca Mountain now, also, you know. He's like, you know, it's probably not good. So now that he's at his accident, he wants to take on the General Motors and Ford and Daimler Chrysler, the auto industry.
For what?
Why can't all cars on the road be built like his Mercedes?
Never mind. Maybe he isn't my favorite mayor. You know what? He'll recant. He always does, and he'll do it with style.
And then he always apologizes for just sarcastically for UFOs and shit like that too. You know he does this.
Yep, that's the best. That's the best.
You want to see a good time, folks? Man, watch our mayor on New Year's Eve. He gets drunk.
Oh, and he starts swearing.
Yes,
and the newscasters, what they'll do is they'll do a partying with the mayor type thing. And
this is not the mayor sitting in front of a table and a camera.
Mm.
The mayor goes down in the crowd and parties with the people.
Yes, he will dance, sing, hug, cheer, you name it, right there with the people. Now, we talk about our beloved Fremont Street. If you go online, you look up the Fremont Street Experience, you kind of get an idea.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine him down there. It's wall-to-wall people.
Jam-packed.
Just enough space for him to walk through, and a cameraman and a mic guy, which is also the reporter.
Hell, they don't bring the camera down. They just have the camera on.
No, they keep
the
camera up, don't they?
Yeah, they keep the camera on a boom.
You know, but they have the reporter down there with them. So, yeah, he's right there with the people.
You know why, don't
you?
You know why, don't you?
He loves them.
Yeah, but his ass got in trouble his first term as mayor.
Why?
Down on the strip. Okay, for everybody who doesn't know, this is a bit of Vegas history. Every year that they lock down the streets here in Vegas.
Lock down the
major strips, streets. Fremont Street, they block it off, and you got to pay to get in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the strip from Tropicana to what is it?
Spring
Mountain.
I want to say from Trop to Spring Mountain is... No, it's all a strip now, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought it was just a Spring Mountain.
Because I know they do some fireworks down on the other end with Stratosphere.
Okay, long story short, folks, they shut down the strip and block it.
Yep.
For traffic. And yep. Everybody just walks them in the street.
And let's imagine this, though. I mean, imagine a 3-mile, or actually in this case it would be about a 2-mile long stretch of road,
mm-hmm.
jam-packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing much better now. The people don't get in most of the street because the street is now full of, you know, they do the barricades so that way police can mm-hmm. get ambulance services and emergency
yeah.
services. And
it's actually been very tame.
It's very good. It's awesome.
But basically what happened was the first year that Oscar Goodman was mayor, his first New Year's Eve celebration, he decided to show up down on the strip. Now, this was the rowdiest I'd ever seen the crowd on the strip. Actually, the second rowdiest. The year before, they actually started to try to riot, and they smashed in the glass at Ethel M. Chocolates down mm-hmm. Showcase Mall, and they started to kind of loot it. And they got it to the second floor, and that's when the cops got everybody out, and they made a couple of arrests. But what happened is the crowd got out of control, specifically climbing light poles and light
posts. The dude that killed himself.
That's right. What happened was they had, it was like a tradition. Everybody would not just climb light poles and streetlights. They would climb them. Now, picture this, folks. The strip at its widest point is 6 lanes in one direction because you have, like, three lanes going forward, two lanes turning left, and one lane turning right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And that's just one side.
Yes. So you have a street light with a boom that goes all the way out to cover all the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
It has like three. It has three lights over here, mm-hmm, and the one on the end.
And we don't.
People would climb this shit out to the end just to be fucking woo. Well, what happened is they were building the Aladdin, and the mm-hmm Aladdin had to put up temporary lighting outside because they tore up the sidewalk. So they did the old-fashioned, let's just string bare copper from light pole to light pole.
Mm.
Well, what happened was Oscar Goodman was interviewed. Mr. Mayor, what do you think of all these people climbing the poles? It's dangerous. He goes, Goodman is fucking three sheets to the wind. He goes, you see all these people up here, you just want them to drop, you just start cheering for them, you know? You just hope that they fall. And he says this on live TV. 8 minutes later, this idiot climbs a pole and goes, hey, look at me, everybody. Grabs both wires at the same time, negative and positive.
Fries himself and drops.
So the next morning, on January 1st, Oscar Goodman is on TV.
Very hungover.
Very hungover. Trying to make a half-witted apology.
We're sorry for the loss of...
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's very serious. Bloody Mary.
My God,
that was
yeah
basically
that
the
was
apology.
That, yeah. Hey!
But after that, he's always been downtown.
It's safer there, plus they can get the cameraman with him. Because the interview guy, Kevin or whatever his name is right there with him. And when the mayor's on, he'll keep the mayor in check with the verbal and, you know, with the
language.
He has to.
And, you have to watch
he is the mayor's babysitter.
Yes,
I hope he gets paid well for doing that.
He has to, man.
But that, yeah,
if Hunter S. Thompson didn't do drugs and just made up for his drug abuse with drinking and was Jewish and political, he would fucking be Oscar Goodman.
Yep.
Oscar Goodman looks to me like he's had some wild tales to tell.
He's probably met a lot of interesting people and seen a lot of interesting things.
He defended Spilotro.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, Lefty.
Yep. So, yep. Our mob lawyer mayor. I wouldn't have it any other way. We've talked about this off air.
That's right.
We love our town.
We do. It's great.
Hey, remember how we were just talking about safety to cars?
Please.
I must be fucking psychic.
Why is that?
Volvo's safest car that they build right now, mm-hmm, runs Windows 98. It doesn't really specifically say, but it says it runs Windows 98.
I've heard something about this where they do away with cams and rods.
Mm-hmm.
They have solenoids that are triggered by the OS.
Mm-hmm. What happens when your car crashes?
Blue screen. Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah. Volvo has a car that runs Windows 98, and I think it might be just part of the navigation, really, right now at this point. Volvo is
BMW is actually has publicly stated that Windows CE,
mm-hmm,
will replace the current ignition units, mm-hmm, and will run OBD2 in the new cars.
See that?
Coming out in about 3 years.
Scary.
It's true.
That's why I buy older cars.
You know what? Me
safe
too.
That way.
And that's interesting. Another story on TV,
mm-hmm,
right there they're talking about. This is great. Auto manufacturers are calling diagnostic codes proprietary information.
Yeah.
And refusing to release it.
Yeah.
Proprietary. What the fuck is this? When did Bill Gates buy GM stock?
You know what? Chrysler doesn't care. They put it all out on the table for you. Turn on your key, you're off your key. On your key, you're off your key. You turn your key on. Not to ignite the car, start the car, but just to hit the...
They've got around it.
Well,
Honda and GM is doing proprietary.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing is they're saying generic codes for OBD2. Just testing to see if this is bad or that's bad or something's malfunctioning, they have to adhere to those codes. But to tell you the specific part that's wrong,
mm-hmm,
you have to have the specific manufacturer's codes.
Hmm.
And they're encrypted. Apparently, this is what's going on. So, like, let's say your fuel mixture's off. OBD2 will say, fucked up fuel mixture, but you need the manufacturer's code to say, what's wrong? Fuel injector, oxygen sensor, MAP sensor. There you go.
Jesus. Hey. I like this. You don't go to an ASE tech, you go to an MCSE tech.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, did you realize? My car's broke down.
Really? Okay.
Roll with me here. We're going to do a roll.
I know. I'm trying to think of what you want to...
Okay, you tell me the car's broke down.
Basically. The car's broke down.
Have you rebooted your car, sir?
No, I have not.
You have not rebooted your car?
No.
Reboot your car. If that doesn't work, go ahead and call again. Thank you for your time.
You know, my car stopped. You know, what kind of noise is it making? It's just sputtering. Did you put gas in? Gas? What are you talking about? I just bought the car. I don't even know how to use it. I don't need this. Nobody told me I have to buy extra accessories for my car.
Who said? Wait. What do you mean? If my headlight goes out, you're replacing my headlight.
Yeah.
Because it's your car, because I bought it from you.
Yeah. That's what's going to fucking happen.
I can see it. You want to play big fucking video games?
How's that?
Now, this is a place I went to when I went
There's another, going along the story, there's another car analogy coming up, but okay. Go ahead.
When I went to San Francisco, we also went over to San Jose. Michelle let me have a day where we checked out all the different museums in Silicon Valley.
Okay.
I went to the Intel Museum. It was a nice little museum, really fun.
I've heard these stories.
I went to the one called The Tech.
The Tech.
The Tech Museum. And
the
it's
Tech
a,
Museum.
It's more of a hands-on tech museum for kids. But what
you
they're
went,
doing
you went
is...
went to a geek children museum.
A geek children museum, but it was a high-end geek. Like, they were showing you how the ultrasound and sonar works.
Oh.
And letting you play with it. Really geek. Robotics.
I thought it was going to be something like, you know, you get to write in basic code and see what happens.
We have a photo somewhere. Michelle did it, but it's a little robot that memorizes where it puts certain letters of the alphabet. Mm-hmm. And then you type in a word, and it pulls those letters up to you, and there you go. We have one that says Spank Wagon. I'll get up on the site sometime.
Aww. That's brilliant. How many times do you think the word fuck's been programmed into that?
Every day. unless, of course, it knows the word fuck, and it says no. You're not going to do that. But at
does
this tech
comply.
Yeah, doesn't it?
PC loot letter.
Woot, woot. Get the teacher. Woot.
Thank you. Just yell woot again. I hate that.
Woot. I'm sorry.
Get
fucking
anyhow.
In San Jose, California, the Tech Museum is holding the first annual MAX Games Tournament. The screen...
So, like, it's a real-life version of The Wizard.
Sort of. Basically, the final matches for each game. You can play these games in the finals of the game... will be played on an IMAX dome screen. So if you ever wanted to play Halo on an 8-story high game...
IMAX.
Boom. IMAX.
Wow.
Can you imagine playing a video game? I've seen an IMAX film, finally. I saw the Space Station one.
Yeah, is that good?
Really good.
You know what I want to see? I think it's on IMAX. I'm not sure, man.
Hmm.
Step into Liquid.
Ooh. That just sounds fun.
It looks great, man. They have the coolest music. They have the trailer at QuickTime.
Uh-huh.
Download it. It's fucking bitchin'.
I'll have to take a look. I know that we were talking about really bitchin' screens and music.
Yeah.
With your Elvis thing, I think we're going to have to go see.
Yes, yes, yes. Elvis is going to play Vegas.
Elvis and his band.
Elvis and the band, man. The TCB band and the Sweet Inspirations.
TCB.
You know.
The Ghetto Suspicion. Yes. What's TCB again?
Taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
With a lightning bolt. Get it right.
Hey, you know?
Hey.
So, yeah, Elvis. And explain to me how they're going to do this. How they are going to have the band, the backup singers, and Elvis, who is very much dead.
Well, they're going to get some rope, and it's going to be a marionette. No, I'm just kidding.
Wasn't that last week?
Hey, actually, it was. No, what's going to happen is it's the Aloha from Hawaii special, I believe. What they're going to do is they're going to take... they have the video of Elvis singing the songs and doing the spoken audio tracks. And it's Elvis's audio... from his mic only in the video. And they have the original band and the original backup singers and everybody who was there with him.
Mm-hmm.
They're still alive and they're all there 100%. No stand-in. It's not like Robert Plant featuring some garage band you never fucking heard of.
Right.
Not like that. It's the real people. And Elvis interacts with them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When Elvis sings, the audio you hear is not the recorded track. It's the live band playing.
Now, very cool.
If you've ever seen Aloha from Hawaii, you know how Elvis introduces everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Elvis goes, and that's a little Joe right there, man. Think about it. Like, and it's really the guy right there. And he's like, yeah, thank you. And they got a spotlight on him.
Now, here's my thing. Who controls Elvis's estate?
Priscilla.
Is she allowing this?
Yes.
Wow.
It's by Elvis Presley Enterprises. They're putting it on.
Is it?
It has played the world.
That is awesome.
It started in Vegas. Now it's coming back. It was actually, when it opened, it was at the Hilton in the original room Elvis used to play. That would have been so
Which used to
digable.
Be the International, if anybody knows Elvis history. He always played at the International.
Yes. That would have been so great to see there, man.
That would have been.
Yeah.
But you can imagine, I could tell you one place it probably sold.
I think $28.
That's not bad.
No.
You know one place I bet it sold out, like hotcakes? Japan.
Japan. You know what? You know who two people are that just love... Actually, three countries.
Hmm.
Two mainly. Japan, Germany, and Russia.
Russia?
Russia, man. You ever see Metallica when they were in Russia?
None of them.
They went apeshit crazy for Metallica, Billy Joel. Oh, man.
Apeshit.
They love it. They love it, man.
Hey, everybody has their problems.
Speaking of somebody else, another performer that has hit big in third world countries, but is hitting really big now is in rock bottom. Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Wacko Jacko is El Broco. Michael Jackson, as it is right now, this is the story, okay? Michael Jackson's contract with Sony will be up after the release of this album right here at the end of the year.
Right.
Michael Jackson is leaving Sony Records in debt. He owes Sony money. Michael Jackson had had the entire Michael Jackson catalog called the MJAC, M-I-J-A-C, the entire catalog digitally remastered. Some songs up to 30 times each, just because he didn't like the sound of it. Sony told him, this costs money, you're going to have to pay for it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Different shit like this right here.
Uh-huh.
He's like, no, I don't care. Okay, now this is the thing. Jackson has been floating loans, like you wouldn't believe.
To who? Who in their right mind will borrow money from Michael Jackson? Do you want some money?
Well, Michael Jackson
goes, my daddy said I can't have stuff from strangers.
Well, it's funny. One person, Michael Jackson did a sellout show at Madison Square Garden.
He's a sellout.
He had Marlon Brando up on stage.
What?
He paid Marlon Brando $1 million to get up on stage and start to rant about how he loved Michael Jackson, how he was so great, and then starts talking about babies losing arms. And the people, and it was a benefit concert too, partially. They had handicapped kids and people boo him off stage. That's on Fox News right now, that story.
Nice.
You can read that. Marlon Brando got fucking booed off stage during a Michael Jackson concert. He got paid $1 million to do. Now, Michael Jackson has been fucking up shit. I'm trying to think of the name of this place, but it's a jeweler in Beverly Hills. You know how each year we see the Academy Awards and the jewelry the stars wear?
Yes.
It's a jeweler in Beverly Hills, and what he does is he will put this jewelry on loan for special occasions like that. And it's no charge, because, I mean, after all, you know, if you have expensive jewelry that was worn by a famous celebrity, it increases its value.
Exactly.
Exactly. So he loaned Jackson a watch. It's not a Rolex. It's some very fancy Italian. I forget the name of it. They mention it. $2 million watch.
Jesus.
Loans it to him. A couple weeks later, guy calls Jackson. Where's my watch? So he pesters him, threatens to sue him. Jackson has somebody bring the watch in. It's damaged. It's scratched. It's got food particles and hand lotion in it. Guy says this watch has been reduced to significant value. It's obviously worn. I can't sell it. Sues. Jackson says, I want my money. Jackson takes out a $2 million loan against the watch to go pay this guy off. Now he's going to pay the $2 million back. Jackson, his Neverland estate, is mortgaged. Jackson has 120 people working for him that are not only do his personal assistant stuff, but they maintain Neverland Ranch. Bubbles the chimp is fucking dead.
What?
The chimp is dead. It died from neglect.
Oh my God.
It's a true story. So he's mortgaged to the fucking eyeballs and stuff. He has mortgaged the Michael Jackson catalog. The entire catalog of
doesn't he also own a lot of other songs?
He does. I'm not done. Oh the God. Michael Jackson catalog is mortgaged right now to Nations Bank, which then became Bank of America.
Right.
$200 million is what he owes.
Wow.
That's not all. He's also mortgaged out other songs. Did you know Jackson owns the catalog for Sly and the Family Stone?
Makes sense, but no.
Mortgaged out. And the biggest one of all, right now, which is what's causing the debate, he says Sony is not promoting his album to force him to have to default on his mortgage to it.
Mm-hmm.
He hit for another additional $200 million. He has mortgaged the Beatles catalog to Sony Records. The entire catalog.
Oh, gosh.
So he has $400 million in debt.
Oh, man. Do you realize how quickly he can kill off because of his stupidity? He could have killed... Because, you know, I mean, someone will come forward and get these catalogs.
Sony will.
Yeah.
But he's not going to give it to anybody else.
Wow.
He won't do it. Sony wants the catalog, and that's what Tommy Tola, or whoever the hell is in charge of Sony, mm-hmm. wants to get, and that's what's causing the whole debate. Every song... Mm. Jackson owns, like, a lot of songs, too. Interesting ones, like Sly and the Family Stone. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know he owned the rights to... like everyday people.
Well, yeah.
So every time you see a Toyota song, Jackson gets a royalty. Or a Toyota commercial, where they use that soundbite.
Right, because it's the songwriter who gets the royalty, and if the songwriter signs the songwriting rights over to someone else, they get the royalty.
Exactly, and he owns the songs. But now they're mortgaged out.
Damn.
the entire Michael Jackson catalog and the Beatles catalog are mortgaged out.
That's sad.
He's lost money in some Arab, like oil, Saudi oil prince or something like that. He's tried to go in with this guy and start up business ventures, programs for television programming, mm-hmm. movies, TV shows, cartoons, fast food, and theme parks to build around the world.
Wonderland theme parks, I bet. What would he have for fast food, though? He's not, what, Pepsi?
I don't know.
Barbecue pits. Barbecue pits and Pepsi?
That's pretty racist. Zoom. I'm going to hang your cracker ass. By the way, Whitey will know what I'm talking about.
McJackson's, I like that.
McJackson's. Yeah, you know why, man. 30, you know why, man? Because it's 40-year, hey, it's 40-year-old meat stuffed between 2 8-year-old buns.
Oh God, I heard.
You want me to get you a towel?
I can just imagine Michael Jackson saying, "It's only good when the hip breaks."
Oh, oh, fuck.
Oh my God.
Rough sex for him is knocking out a retainer, dude.
Oh shit. How are you doing? I'm breathing again.
Fuck, man. I just picture Michael Jackson during the 80s, man, before that shit arose, you know, practicing on, like, some My Buddy dolls or something. Oh, God.
My Buddy, oh! My Buddy MP. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, for him breaking the chair, he's opened up some Flintstone vitamins, man.
I bet, you know, if he had a love affair with a My Buddy doll, can you imagine what, you know, Chucky did for him?
Oh, no, I got nightmares about it. Oh, Lordy, oh, no.
My Buddy and me, yeah, for Michael, it's a fucking lawyer to get him out.
Johnny Cochran, would Johnny Cochran represent Michael Jackson?
You know what, I picture him doing that.
You know,
if the wang does not fit, you must acquit.
The wang does not fit.
Michael Jackson going,
here, I try to put it in, you'll see it won't fit.
Max Jackson just straddling this little white kid going,
take it like a man.
Oh, why? He ain't even one.
He's making up, man. It's like parents who pressure their kids to pursue their own dreams.
Come on, little Johnny. You're never too young for a prostate exam. Just play doctor. Let's see if you got a hernia.
Shit, I hurt. Oh, man.
Today we're going to play cook. Toss my salad.
Oh, my God.
It's a kindergarten gangbang, man. Him and Richard Simmons.
Oh.
With Roman Polanski filming it, dude. And Mick Jagger in the background going, that's a bit of all right, but I like the Sheila myself. No. Check this out, okay? Michael Jackson was born a poor black child, yeah. A poor black boy, and became a rich white woman. Yes. Yeah. Hey, you ripped that off for me, you fuck!
No, he didn't. A website did.
Website? Mm-hmm. Fuck, man, my shit, everybody, like, just takes my shit, man.
Yep. It's because you're just that damn funny.
I know, I'm great.
Man, you know what? We had almost a segue, and then the Michael Jackson shit, I just lost it. That's great. Fuck. And Reverend Hammer is in here loving it all, because he's going, oh, material for commercial!
Oh, fuck.
So.
He's Michael Jackson with the whole Silence of the Lamb things.
Puts a lotion on a skin or else it gets a hose again.
I guess it, well, Michael Jackson did the Men in Black. He was in Men in Black as a cameo.
Was he?
Yeah. So, you know, if he's doing cameos,
ooh,
he's losing. He's losing the war.
Just wait, man. He'll be on Hollywood Squares.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't like that, did you?
I like that.
I 30-year-old?
Commercial, please. Commercial.
In some countries, it's considered a powerful aphrodisiac.
What is baby powder? Eat the Flintstones vitamins. You need some protein to go with that.
He doesn't get roofies, he gets Dinos.
This is, no, he's fucking sleeping with Corey Feldman, okay? Corey Feldman is at his house during the 80s and they're napping on his bed. This is not fucking right. Okay, let's assume he's correct.
And then who was it in the 90s? Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah. Macaulay Culkin. That's why Macaulay Culkin's fucked up, but it's not Kit Culkin. Culkin.
Culkin.
Probably get fucking sued.
Culk.
Culk. That's cock.
Cock?
Cock, yeah. What did you need?
Yeesh.
You imagine Michael Jackson talking dirty?
No, I can't.
Yes, yeah. Oprah asked him, are you a virgin?
I'm a gentleman. Suck my dick. Play with my cock and balls. Taste my man chowder.
Gentleman's relish.
Gentleman's relish.
A gentleman's relish. Fresh on my hot dog. Try it.
Spotty.
Oh, that's great. I'm moving on.
Shampoo bottle at a medium pace.
If you're an Adam Sandler fan, you know what song that is. You know what song we should really play right now, man? But we don't have it, I don't think. House Me Teenage Rave, man. By Green Jelly, dude.
House Me
Teenage Rave, man.
House Me. You know what? You know I have that in here. We'll play it on our next break.
Yeah, you people have to hear that.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, look. Airwolf thinks... Oh, wait, no. Airwolf doesn't know.
You just ate Claude? How did I taste? I don't remember sending you a sample in the mail.
Was the vial red or blue?
Yeah. Suck the blue cock. The dream is over. The whore tricks.
Oh, there you go. You just thought of a good porno. The whore tricks. But it's where the plug goes that puts him into the whore tricks.
Oh, shit.
Boink! Men get in the... Oh!
Ah.
Okay, I took it to a sick level, but... Damn, that was
all meant to turn a human being into this, and he pulls out a big dildo. Here we go.
Well, no. It still would make sense to turn him into a battery. This is your friend Joe. Tink! Oh, my God. Now I'm looking for this damn song.
Cheeto, where are you? Whoa.
Oh, that's so...
That was so inside.
So inside. All right. Oh, jeez, that's even bad to say. Okay, I can't find the damn song. We'll find it here in a little bit.
Okay, segue. Tell us about segue.
Hi, how's it going?
Enough from Pederac Rape. What's next? Segue. The biggest Michael Jackson's picking up kids.
Well, no, you're done talking about the broadcasters. You start talking about the broadcasters, and believe it or not, legitimate broadcasters are now suing the whole CARP ruling.
Uh-huh.
For a different reason.
Really? What's that?
Basically, it was pointed out that, according to Reuters and all these other places, broadcasters, regular radio stations, not webcasters like us, are appealing a year-old ruling which would require them to make the same royalty payments for webcasting that the webcast-only stations have to make. They're arguing to Congress that, you know, the intention, the real intention of this was so the payments would only apply to Internet services which allow one to pick what music one receives. In other words, not a broadcast such as this, but a broadcast such as, you know,
like Wolf FM or something.
Wolf
like
FM.
Laser 80s.
But imagine this. Imagine this. Instead of Wolf FM being Wolf FM, you click it, and it's like a video on demand or a song on demand. That's what they're saying the Congress intended with this. So they're going to go after it. Now, their argument then is if the listener is force-fed a stream, much like our listeners are force-fed the stream, it doesn't count. The royalty payment plan shouldn't work.
Interesting.
Inadvertently, they're fighting for us. So
let's hope they win.
I do hope
they
win.
Not sell out, you fucks.
Well, they'll sell out. I mean, everybody will sell out. I mean, that's just the way it has been lately. If you notice, this past year has been nothing but raising rates and selling out.
Yeah.
It's all we're about.
Red Cross donations going where?
Exactly. Well, let's see. I got a break coming up. Mm-hmm. We need to recuperate. After recuperate, maybe we'll go over some of your actual links that we have here.
Yeah.
So we'll find House Me Teenage Rave. I do have a Don't Damn Me, which we will play this break.
Don't damn me.
Don't damn you?
Don't damn me.
So, Claude, I think you need to let everybody know what this is.
This is Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Spankwagon. We'll be right back.
I want you to do for me.
Tonight's segment of Don't Damn Me has been preempted by a message to the retail consumers of America.
Good evening. It has been brought to my attention by the Retail Associates of America that the consumers of this great nation of ours are utterly clueless about how to conduct themselves in a retail outlet. So, with some of my compatriots, we have compiled this list for you. For all those who feel the need to thump their systems in the parking lot, please cut that shit out. We don't need you to be representing in the LOT. For real, yo. Swearing at us in frustration will not make us move faster or allow you to get your way. In fact, it will probably make us move slower just to piss you off and make you leave. If you call one of the female cashiers a cunt, prepare to get your ass kicked. There can be only one, and it sure as fuck won't be you. The customer is always right. Bullshit. 95% of the time, you are wrong. Those 5% who understand that we have certain ways of doing things around here and know what they are talking about, we'll be glad to have you frequenting our store. Those of you who come in acting like you know everything and that you own the place, and then proceed to not do either one, please fuck off and die. While we might make $2 million less than normal due to lack of your presence. It just means that our CEO will not be able to complete his squadron of Learjets until next year. This is a parking lot, not a racetrack nor a garbage dump. Please do not show off your riced out prelude, and please do not drop your garbage where you damn well please. Just because some of us work in the electronics section, it does not mean that we know how to repair everything that contains a transistor. If we did, we sure as hell would not be working in retail. Do not expect any employee to watch your children. We have things that need to get done, and babysitting is not one of them. Leave them with us, and at best we will slap a name tag on them and put them to work in the storeroom. At worst, we'll chuck them in the compactor and go back to work. If an item does not ring up correctly, or if it doesn't ring up at all, do not assume it's the cashier's fault. They are just taught to scan the item, put it in the bag, and give you your change. They are not going out of their way to make your life miserable. If they were, I'm sure they would be more imaginative than making items ring up 30 cents more than they should be. If you are considering purchasing a large item, please bring a vehicle that can carry said item. The box for a large corner computer desk will not fit in the trunk of an Infiniti Q35. If you think you have free rein to open up items to look at them, and then leave it lying all over the shelf, think again. Even if your mother did work here, she'd tell you to clean that shit up. The words, "I'll sue," does not mean a goddamn thing to us. We have more than enough money to make your lawyer our bitch. And even if you do settle out of court with the company, do not feel smug that you got something out of us and think that it's hurting us. This decision will not keep us from changing the face of America 37 acres at a time. You are not your fucking khakis. Who put this in here? No, we cannot lower the price of an item just for you. We are in business to make a profit. Not to mention that most of us do not have the power to lower the price on anything. If we attempted it, more than likely our ass would get kicked to the curb. When we say that we are closing, it means hurry the fuck up and get out. We have better things to do than to wait for you to peruse through the magazines at the checkout, let your kids ride the kiddie rides, etc., etc. If you ever ask what time our 24-hour store closes, we will beat the shit out of you. No warning, just a lot of pain. If you're done with your shopping and it is raining outside, go on out to your car for fuck's sake. You're not going to melt, and it's better than being bunched up near the doors with other like-minded people like you're part of a herd of cattle. If we're working on Christmas Day, don't you dare tell us it's a crime, oh you poor thing, or some other horseshit. And if you start to describe the Christmas dinner that you and your family will be enjoying, we will grab the nearest blunt object and start hitting you with it. Just because we are working retail, it does not mean that we are either A, stupid, or B, druggy. We have not taken this job for the career path, the benefits, or what other perks our employers try to foist upon us. It's because we have to pay for rent, college, and other things. Not all of us can jump right into our glamour jobs out of high school, so we have to serve bovine American consumers like you until such time. Please keep this in mind. Some of what I've said tonight may surprise you. Some of what I've said tonight may offend you. But of all the things I've said tonight, remember this. There is no sex in the champagne room. If I find out who put this in my speech, they're getting hit repeatedly. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. Imagination, life is your creation. I'm a Barbie girl.
All right, and we're back. All right, thanks to Reverend Hammered for another one of his Don't Bore Me segments. I mean, Don't Damn Me.
Oh, shit. That ain't right.
No, that was actually kind of...
Few good points. You okay? Damn, we're going to have to take another break, I think. Oh, hell.
What's the Walmart manifesto, man? It's like somebody's writing that shit in a log cabin, man. Sitting out with fucking, like, mail bombs and shit. And furthermore, you will not have to represent the LOT.
LOT?
Well, apparently somebody wasn't listening.
Well, I was worried about making sure everything keeps streaming. I don't know about you. I listened to this in the reverse, so, you know, it's all good. Wait, does that mean that if this is the Walmart manifesto, that he has this big Walmart flag that he waves, and he rallies all the other employees up?
It's like Braveheart, man.
Braveheart. Yellow and blue face paint.
With a fucking happy face on the forehead. First child will be named Sam.
Sam. Second kid, Walt. Don't damn me for this week. You okay? Here, let's get a little air. Well, you gonna be okay? You gotta go over fucking links.
I'm sorry, that was just so funny, man. That made me laugh, man.
I can tell.
I'm. Where's the clicker liquor pot, man?
Clicker? It's going to be in the third hole over.
Kai Jin. Bad props to Reverend Hammer. Because that was a good don't damn me. That made me laugh pretty good. That honestly did. That was actually pretty good.
Why do I have a... Why am I questioning sincerity? Yes, the third hole over.
You like the title, too? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Links. These are links that you can currently find on the Spankwagon page that is graciously but lately written.
Hey, man. At least I'm early with next
one. Yeah, competent. I should shift everything over and make you make another one soon. But we have some links for July.
July.
2002.
The year 2002.
This is Chopper Dan reporting traffic here in the Vegas Valley.
Yeah, that would be wild.
Explain to me your experience with Chick.com.
Chick.com, this is very interesting. Jack Chick.
Now, I'm a comic book fan, and I know a little bit about him, but...
Jack Chick I've actually seen all over L.A. Actually, my first experiences with the shit was in Spanish.
That's not good.
Some of the funniest things, is you know how they do the visual... it's like they write letters and they like put negative blocks, you know? Mm-hmm. You know how instead of like writing a letter in a block, they make it a canyon space, you know, so you get weird shapes. Mm-hmm. But then put the shapes together, and it forms like letters to make a word.
Right.
It's like first time I saw that stuff, I saw it said Jesus, but it was like backwards and it's all curved. I said, "What the fuck kind of language is that?" You know.
Right.
And my friend said, "What are you fucking satanic and shit?" You know. And that was my experience. And these comic books were actually placed all over Los Angeles. Specifically, imagine the flyers here on the strip for the porn, but it's swingers ads. You got to pay a quarter for
right,
it.
Right.
All over L.A. The L.A. Express is what it's called, and it was all over Los Angeles. And they put all these the cards inside for strippers and prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have the Jack Chick comics on top.
Right.
And they'd had them inside too.
Hmm.
What was always funny is we actually bought a copy of the L.A. Express one time.
Okay.
For these swingers ads, they had ads for prostitutes inside, you know, for personal massage. And we used to, like, everybody we didn't like, we'd get their phone number and stuff, and we'd fucking prank call prostitutes. Mm-hmm. Say, like, please arrange a time with me, you know, I like this, I like that, you know, blah, 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 you know. We get, like, raunchy on the phone, please call me back, I have money, I'm waiting. And we give them their phone number.
Nice! Nice!
So I've actually done shit like that. I've done some wicked phone stuff. I've actually done stuff. I've actually called child service, welfare services on somebody.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I've done some mean fucking stuff in my time.
That is mean.
But anyhow, Jack Chick, yeah. Jack Chick's comics were always placed over these adult things over in Hollywood, and they're all over. As he calls them, they're not comics, they're tracts. And Jack Chick is an educated person, I will honestly say this. But he is what my mother calls, which was, you know, when this term is passed down from generation to generation, an educated fool. He is educated, he is smart, he does know us. He brings up a lot of valid points, and he quotes a lot of legitimate sources. Mm-hmm. How he chooses to use this information is like, fucking, wow. There's a lot of stuff right there. Jack Chick, I will give the man mad props, for, like right now. He has about as much as a dislike for Mormons that I do.
Okay.
And he, but Jack Chick attacks Mormons just fucking in a straight onslaught kind of way. Did you know that in Mormon religion, you know how there's different levels of heaven?
Right.
Okay. But you know when you reach the ultimate level, you know, like you're in the VIP club, like, you know, you're in the double, it's like the equivalent of being double diamond in Amway. You get you get to become a god and have your own planet.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
So there's different gods.
Huh.
And different planets. It's like we're cells. Or more like projects.
Home improvement time.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. Looks like your creation here is going a little haywire, eh? You got people killing each other.
Actually, I just got some duct tape and I taped up that part right there. And I figure if I, you know, take the old Wonder Bar and just pry that off into the ocean, I should be fine, actually. Moving right along, though, you should see the roofing project I'm doing, helping over Jesus's side of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Or Jesus's side of the universe.
Yeah, I heard about that right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's...
Make sure you don't leave that alone for too long. You know, you got to answer the prayers and whatnot.
Yeah, but I figure if I give them just enough reason not to believe in me, it'll just sort of be a trust and a faith thing. Hey, it's worked for Jesus.
Well, you know, if you want to try it that way, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that was bad. My Canadian just turned into Bob Dylan. Jesus. No, the first day, there was light. That was funny. That was Robin Williams talking about, you know, the difference between, you know, people who are, like, religious and fundamentalists.
Mm.
Fundamentalism is they take it verbatim. Word for word. That's the exact translation is the exact meaning, you know. So what happened when there's light? God went click. You know, there's light. Yeah, it's funny.
But
Jack Chick, Allah is a moon god.
A moon god.
You have to read this right there, man. The way he writes these stories, though, is Jack Chick, like, run... the story is this guy, like, runs up on some Islamic dudes in Mecca and converts him to Christianity. Like that, man.
Alright.
Yeah. And there's some other kind of racist shit, too.
Yeah, racist. And the Harry Potter going to hell because, you know, he's the reason. He is this fundamentalist. He is the reason we have fucked up people.
That's fucking chicked up.
Speaking of Jesus, though, we're going to go on a theme here. Because you kind of got a theme going here.
I had several themes going.
Jesus.com. I like this. I love your write-up on this. I love... Can I read your write-up?
Please, go ahead.
Quote, "It's lonely at the top," end quote. If there ever was something to prove this old adage true, this is indeed the website. The only question I have is, once he finds here, how exactly is he going to take her home to meet dear old dad? Oh, sorry.
This is a typo.
Yeah, slight typo. No big deal.
Fuck.
Aside from that, he does indeed make some excellent product recommendations. Jesus.com, folks.
Jesus.com also
You can date Jesus.
Jesus.com also has some softcore porn.
The tub! The tub!
No, not just the tub.
Oh, the tub!
He sneaks up on an angel while she's sleeping to look at her panties, and Jesus fornicates with a nun.
Nice!
Bride of Christ, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, these photos, too.
Photos, folks. This
it's softcore. There's no actual genitalia pictured. But...
You got a lot of religion and porn in here.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, if I were to look at your links for July, it would be like playing the what-doesn't-match game. You know, we've got chick.com, We have the GeoCities with the the Mormons, the Mormon dating service.
Yes, the Mormon dating service.
Let me go through here. We'll do this for the chat room, folks, and anybody who downloads this, chuckle amongst yourselves. Chick.com, the Dating a Mormon, Jesus.com, Save Oldsmobile, Jolt Fire, which is guys for cars and ROMs. We have the luxury car, rusty cars. Just because we have a luxury car, the the amateur professional wrestling or the indie professional wrestling.
Yeah,
gay cross strippers and Linda Lovelace. Ah, these links are great. Check out the links, folks. Those are just teasers.
Rusty cars and ROMs. Get some ROMs right there. The virtual museum online for Linda Lovelace.
Good stuff.
That's right.
It's good stuff. Those are the links, guys. Check those out. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Links.
Links.
That's right.
Downloadable. Not downloadable. Clickable. You can go there.
Yeah. Shout them. Scout them. Tell all about them.
Not bad. Of course, your email's on there, so if they have a good link that they'd like to submit to you, your email's on their links page. If you want to do some feedback... We were gone one entire month, and not a single one of you said, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think the only feedback we got was when your wife posted on the fucking board.
It was like a dead end of that month. It was just, bah. Spankwagon rocks, if we remember about
it. How can I put this? It was like your wife was the pepper in a fucking, pan of soapy water.
Right to the top. I hate Macintosh right now.
Yeah, I'm not very happy.
I am absolutely...
I'm thinking of going to apple.com/switchback.
Absolutely. As anybody who owns an Apple knows, and even some people who don't, you might know about this. They had a little application that was really literally shoved down your throats when you started up. It's called, iTools. Now, iTools provided you with an online disk space. iTools also provided you with a Mac.com email for free. Mm-hmm. Which lately they also decided that, hey, then they were betting this webmail. So you could check your Mac.com email from the internet, webpage, secure, rocked. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, July 17th, they made a change that was announced at Macworld Expo in New York.
Yes.
And it was great. They were announcing all these products. So let me go over some of the products that they announced.
Go ahead.
Now, you and I will also discuss something else here in a little bit about this. They introduced an upgrade for $129 for Jaguar. Jaguar being Mac OS 10.2.
Correct.
Where they're charging you to do an upgrade. Now, I can understand this. They did the chart from 10 to 10.1. No one bitched.
Exactly.
So they're going to do 10.1 to 10.2, of course. Mm-hmm. No one better bitch. You made a mention that they're going to do updates. Right now, updates are free.
Right now.
Yeah. Now, I made a mention of it yesterday. We had the discussion. Steve Jobs says, in the future, it's a possibility. He doubts it, though.
Well, let me explain. I got an email in my from my Mac.com address.
Mm-hmm.
My email told me, this is what it was. In September, my Mac.com web space and my email address will be terminated unless I sign up to keep my account. Okay. Now, this is something very important. When you sign up for iTools, your disk space is 20 megabytes. 20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you want it, so basically if you wanted a gig a year, it was $1,000 a year. It was basically like a dollar per megabyte to sign up for.
Right.
So now the regular fee is going to be $100, and they've decided to be generous and let me get it my space for $50.
Which you've already had. So
yes,
it's now
my 20 megabytes is still going to cost me $50.
But it's not just the megabytes in space. It's actually the email.
It's not just the email.
The Virix definition tables and the downloadable Virix stuff, which I don't know about you.
I don't get Mac viruses.
I don't get Mac viruses either. I mean, I haven't on OS X yet.
No, you only had one Mac virus, and that was during a Windows emulator.
Yeah. The only virus I've ever had was I was emulating Windows, and...
It was a Windows virus.
It was a Windows virus.
The problem is, though, that check this out, folks, and this came in the email that I got today. They said that I will need to keep my iTools email, or my iTools email account and everything else, to integrate with Jaguar's special functions.
Mm-hmm.
Which means upgrades. So if there's going to be an upgrade to Jaguar, you are going to have to pay for it.
No. The special functions, and I'm going to show you this right here. I mean, I'm sure you know with OS X, if I go up to, I go up to Window, Go, iDisk, things like that. That's integration. Now, that then kind of questions me. Will Microsoft with their .NET, you know, they're going to force a shit down you. Apple's going to force a shit down you. You know, how many people actually don't even boot up to the GUI side of Apple? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people.
I don't.
You know, you don't boot up GUI Apple? You boot up to the shell?
Are you talking about the GUI? Sorry, I thought you meant the website.
So I feel that it would amaze me is I pulled some information off of Slashdot. Slashdot, for the Apple catastrophe that they have created for themselves, basically got them 1,000 different individual messages. 1,000! The last time it hit even close to that was when the World Trade Center hit. As a Mac user, as a Mac fan, I am actually very disappointed.
I am too for this right here.
I am highly disappointed in the fact. Now, yes, you know what? There's a lot of great things that are coming in Jaguar 10.2, and you know what? I'll go for it.
There's some that I don't care for. And I will tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you right off. I know what part of the shit they're going to do is.
Hmm.
Not only is it going to be iTools, you know what's integrated into Jaguar?
iChat.
AIM.
Mm-hmm, that's iChat. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You don't have to use it.
But I'm telling you right now, Apple is starting to lean towards that Passport shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Like Microsoft. Like it's almost done. I have a cellular phone. And I have wireless web. And I also have web messaging.
Mm-hmm.
Now I went to msn.mobile.com. And when I signed up to link that shit to my phone so I could get my MSN portal
right
customized, they want to know everything, my home address and all this shit right there. That's a little too big brother for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where Apple and everybody is really starting to try to go with this.
It is. Computers are no longer computers. They're appliances. You know, we're looking at probably the last generation of computers that are technically what we recall as a computer, something that does data crunching, something that does...
It's pretty much...
Does work for us. Now...
I think with the release of Jaguar right there, I think it'll really be lost. And this is something that's really upset me. We mentioned on the show in the archives here, and it was actually... I should say you pulled up this quote. It was comparing computers to cars.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft would be beater fucking, clunker station wagons.
Right.
That would break down all the time, but everybody would buy them.
Mm-hmm.
Apple would be these nice, good-looking cars, but they'd have sealed engines. You couldn't change them. And Linux would be tanks that you could do to whatever you want, and they'd be free.
I remember it was a news article.
You know what? I'm sorry to say it, but my Macintosh right there, I've had the ignition replaced with a fucking build changer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy about that. And I'm being perfectly honest with you, as it is right now, the way I see everything, my next computer will not be a Macintosh.
So spoiled you that much?
It really did. Because I think that Macintosh basically, or Apple, just really did this kind of much of a lead-in to go boom and slam it. I can understand saying, you know, for the iTools saying, oh, you know, because they sent a thing saying bandwidth is very expensive now and we have a lot more usage. I understand it because of the massive boom of Apple purchases that have happened recently,
mm-hmm.
within the last few months.
Because of superior OS, in my humble opinion, and
yes.
because of hardware that, God, it's beautiful looking.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Yes. And it works very nicely, I might add. But the problem, like I say, is the fact that, you know, I think Apple is getting a little bit too greedy here. And I really do mean it when I say that. And the reason being is, you know, with Windows right there, let me take it back. With Wintels, which even now is becoming fucking obsolete.
Mm-hmm.
With Wintel computers right there, there is just so much shit on it right there. You sacrifice, basically quality for quantity.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many different types you can get out there, and because it's so competitive, the prices are so much more cheaper.
Yes.
When it comes to Dell computers things, I'm not endorsing Dell, believe me. I'm not a fan of Dell. And Compaq, I bought one Compaq and I'll never do that.
Never do that again.
I have Norton SystemWorks, okay, and my Compaq image on my hard drive has 74 errors in the registry. Fresh from the factory. When I've had to restore my computer in the past, first thing I do is have to install Norton to correct that.
Jesus.
It's the truth.
But, yeah, and I'll tell you what. I have been a loyal Macintosh fan from pretty much the get-go. Back in when I was in high school, before I even owned my own computer, I had, I skipped class, and I went to our library, and I played on the Macintosh, the old Quadras and Performas.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Nate Vert. On here, he had his first computer was hand-me-down with some cash, of course, to me, my first computer, and so on and so forth. And I've only used Apple. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't start learning PC until probably about 97 or 98 when I started having to because of my work at other jobs and before I came to Cox. And, how do I want to say this? It's depressing me to see that, the fact that, you know, Apple is taking this route. They're raking their customers over the coals. Mm-hmm. There's petitions online. There's email feedback. People calling in to this. I mean, there is so much flack from the Apple community.
Yeah.
They are already talking about making major changes, such as webmail for free as long as you can put up with a banner or five.
You know what I think they would do for webmail? I think maybe if they did a banner or something at the bottom and change it from IMAP to POP.
Yeah. Well, it's already... Well,
no, it's IMAP.
No, it's POP. I use it on POP. I can actually retrieve my Mac.com through mail.mac.com into POP3.
Really?
Yes.
I have to check mine to clear the shit online that I have there. Mm-hmm. But basically, like I say, if they did it, like... But fucking give me hand gestures and shit. Fucking throw me off. Yeah. So anyhow, but basically, yeah, I could do without the email right there. But the charging for updates right there, you know, Microsoft makes some shitty stuff right there, but not even Microsoft is that fucked up to, you know, want to charge shit for, you know, updates and stuff. You know, I gotta be perfectly honest with you. It's your shit. It's a recall. Your fix. You're paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the fucking agreement why I purchased software for that. That's part of the support for it. I mean, I'm also, it's not just OS X I'm burned on. I'm burned on QuickTime.
You are burned on QuickTime. I bought a license how long ago?
I bought a license about 5 months ago for QuickTime Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened now is I own QuickTime Pro 5. Bought it totally legit outright. It's not a crack. I bought the license at the Apple Store online.
Mm-hmm.
Basically took my credit card, sent me my code right there, put it in. I got QuickTime Pro. You know, and I can do it. It's great now, especially when I use it, integrate with iTunes and stuff. You know. But like I say, now QuickTime 6 is coming out, my license won't carry over.
Nope.
And this is what really bugs me. Let me explain. I paid $29.95 for QuickTime Pro 5. QuickTime Pro 6 is $29.95. Okay. But the problem is, the only thing I'm having to pay for is the MPEG 4 licensing. That's it. Because they have to sub-license that. It's the only new technology that's not proprietary for their own systems.
Right.
So why can't I just pay for the QuickTime 4... the MPEG 4 license or the royalty only. Why do I have to buy the entire fucking thing again? If they said, oh, you know, $7 to upgrade because of the MPEG 4 thing, oh, I'd be fine. Sure, not a problem. There you go. But I got to pay an entire $29.95 again. And I'm just really not happy about that. Jaguar has come out a little soon right there. I don't have a good feeling about that, because you know what else came out with the exact same dates, I could swear to it? Windows 95. And you know the problems that they had with that shit right there.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a feeling that Jaguar is not going to be perfect.
Well, first off, I'm going to sit on 10.1 here for a while. Probably sit on it for at least 3 months. Because within 3 months, you'll see most of the major bugs in Jaguar worked out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that I like about Jaguar. There's some things I know I'll never use. I'll never use iChat. I do not like AOL chat services.
Yeah. It's not a bonus to me.
No.
There are some things that, like, I've learned. I really need to get a book on it so I can really learn the ins and outs of it for both Unix and that right there. I learned a lot of different things. I learned I can create Adobe files in OS X.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. You know, for
PDF files.
Yeah.
Through Preview.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I learned like a lot of shit. I'm like, hey, that's great. I think that's really good that Apple puts that kind of shit in.
Mm-hmm.
But having a charge for a lot of stuff right there, I'm not totally happy with Apple.
And it's not necessarily OS that they're doing this to. You know, it's not the OS a lot of people really tanked about.
I don't have a problem paying $130 for a Jaguar.
You know, considering how much it costs to go from 95 to 98, how much was that?
95 to 98?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That I believe when 95 first came out, it was like $200, and so was 98.
Mm-hmm.
XP now is 99, but that's home edition, and they have professional, which comes with Outlook.
Right.
And something else.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying is... you know, yeah. Is it worth paying for bug fixes? Well, right now we don't think you have to pay for bug fixes.
Right now
it looks like you will not, because of the fact that, of the logic that, hey, wait a minute, bug fixes are fixing our problem, you are buying our product.
But I also have some other problems with iTunes, too. Or not iTunes. iTunes. I have iTunes 3 now.
How does that work?
Slow.
Back downhill again?
God damn, man. iTunes 2.0,
mm-hmm.
when I first installed OS X 0.01,
mm-hmm.
was faster. Every time I click next to go to the next song, I get a pause. It doesn't go immediately like it did with 2.04.
Mm.
I'm not happy with 3, and the fact that it's fucking purple.
purple.
It's purple.
You.
The icon is purple. The fucking GUI on it's purple. The console. I'm just not happy with that right there.
There's other stuff out there. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to end this show on a down note. Fuck Apple, because I'm pissed at them. Now, of course, you know me. I'm going to be the clud along because I'm to Mac what some people are to Windows. But who knows? That could all change. I know that we don't need a Mac in the house anymore, just for the simple fact of, you know, the wife is done with school, and mm-hmm. who's to say we shouldn't just start learning a new OS?
Basically, like I say for me right there, I'm not a fan of XP. Like you say, there's features you never use. XP has a shitload of features I fucking hate that are just atrocious to me. But as it is right now, yeah, there'd only be one reason I'd get another Mac. To get a flat panel with the mm-hmm. DVD burner capabilities. Because I've tried to burn CDs.
Killer fucking hardware.
Mm-hmm. I've tried to burn CDs with Windows, and the buffering always fucks the disk up. With burning Mac right there, I've only had a couple things. But the problem is, too, I have 10.1.5. Mm. I've had it crash on me 3 times.
Really?
LimeWire.
That's because of Java. I do know, as from my own experience, Java on there sucks.
When I had 10.1 and up to like 10.1.2,
mm-hmm.
I had no problem.
No problem.
When I had 3, I didn't run it, but 4 and 5,
yeah,
crashing constantly.
I have problems with, actually the wife has problems with Yahoo games that run on Java, mm-hmm. and I can't use some of the Yahoo functions on Java with that Mac. I can use it in Classic,
yeah,
but not anything else. All right, folks, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, the second most depressing website. No. I can't say it. We love you
Let's
guys.
Let's just go by. Bye.
Catch you later. Spank Wagon, have a nice night.
Bye.
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio with the Spankmeister himself.